Pizza Noir by Denver Day, Book 1, Chapter 1. I'm going about my business on this given morning, 4 in the morning, coffee in the street, and it's still quiet, foggy, blind, and wet. The air is conductive and pregnant per anticipation. A mass of people and vehicle traffic about to be coming down. This weather makes it easier to appreciate your shitty coffee, Joey. Joey's been selling me newspapers at State and Main for 18 months. In my case, this man is selfless with his cheap, hot, brown water. He looked up into the fog and tapped out his short, filterless morning square. What a mess. No leads, but dead. I replied, "No shit, Joe. You sound like the detective." But he's right. So it gives me something to do that is challenging, which is an upshot. A dead pizza delivery kid among a distribution of other corpses without any obvious correlation but for the one obvious one. A girl is a cliche in State, suburban daughter come call girl who'd gone to the big city and forever become lost. Till by death did she part. A victim from a potpourri of perspectives, cute. 19 years old, hey. When found, her throat was slit, and she lay dead a floor next to two other bodies. The Asian pizza man also melted by the razor, laying between her and a suited dude likewise finally splayed. Like a fish. The pieman's meat cake remained on the ground of the scene uneaten, whoa, unopened. And still warm in the box that took one good hop when its bereaved dropped it. The suited man was apparently 19's customer. And maybe she and the delivery man were just on the wrong where when, but I doubt it. Ex post facto, the pizza man had forgotten the sodas in his car, according to the receipt, which were still cold and would remain so until the spring thaw, as it turned out. Now, I looked up at the boundless, bottomless fog. It's not dawn, but it would be hard to see the sun through the city soup, regardless. I must admit, I love this weather, as it's clear as mud. I pass my styrofoam, somewhat bigger than a shot glass. Back to Captain Coffee, fill her up. Joe, indeed he did. And I'm looking at my watch. I glance out the window, then back to my desk at 1:10. I spent all morning panning for gold among the denizens downtown. The best lead that isn't a dead person is a tangent from the girl. The only surface to scratch so far, luckily. I make my own hours. These seedy cases involve people who dwell in a perpetual purgatory where lies are the best facts available. The wages of sin are highly competitive and everything's pretty fuzzy. A sort of non-linear reality underneath the typical landscape of the daywalkers among us. To make sense of it, you have to blend in and cast off moral crutches and lifelines in order to walk on your own in this very big gray area. Yet for all that, the people, or the human condition, is really the only non-variable, so I put the machine on it, the investigator's shovel, so to speak, and I guess every profession has its noted domain and implements. It's bracing, even exciting, to see what holds up and what does not, and surprising, too, sometimes, because you come to realize that everyone is in character, even though you're the only one holding up the walls. Generally, everyone's pretty much still trying to stay above room temperature, if you dig me. So, reverse engineering the Asian pizza man came without the benefit of a liquored up little league coach, as did with the dead girl whose buddy was left alone on this earth to discuss the daughter's death with me. Meanwhile, right in front of me, he died inside, suffering denial regarding the fate now etched in stone of his estranged daughter. But the pizza man did leave behind a bereaved woman who argued that she, not the dropped pizza, was his bereaved, and his girlfriend or fiance, as she identified herself, without an ounce of shame but with plenty of cocaine, all over her face when she came to the door of her apartment. The pieman's lover's voice sounded like an helium-addled poodle dog on crack with cheap lighted firecrackers in its ass in a barn with terribly bad acoustics during a nighttime tornado. I would speculate that Pizzaman's better off dead than with this gal if, in fact, he really was locked into anything permanent with her. She hit on me when I opened the door. She had liar and grifter tattooed on her forehead and big, black, glowing, bright paisley spades. She had an unusually clear head for a tweaker. As an aside, Heartland law enforcement professionals will tell you stories about finding extremely large and most amazing arrowhead collections in busted-up meth dens. These are collections gathered by sleepless tweakers with crank-induced eagle-eye tunnel vision and enduring insomnia, and they walk their local hills, spotting these otherwise well-camouflaged Native American implements with great ease. But her time would come, as they all do, for them, and that she was clearly a tweaker of the highest and most various order, superhuman until she eventually burns up from the inside out like a bale of speed-addled hay. I saw if she would have left her my card. The cloudy air in her apartment made me jittery and elevated my heart rate and made me need to take a shit, but I've learned that this type of thing comes with the territory. Thirdly, so far, that suit remains an anonymous pocket full of cash sans ID. During this case, I expect to find similar versions of countless others like him, best in places like his death scene, as I always do along these trails. Okay. Nachos, check. The last thing to pack. Flask of ski, check. Coffee thermos, check. Short squares, check. Phone charger, extra clips, check. Petrol, full ready. A nice, again, moist, unassuming evening. Perfect. The usual not cold, not hot, just soupy, just right. A slightly obscurely backlit drizzle. My version of inland Atlantis. Pizza Widow caught a lift in a late model primer-painted sports sedan with T-tops about 10. And made directly to a nightclub in Central District. I wrote down the plates. Live free or die. And followed them to a sushi bar about 10 minutes away. Shortly, this little caravan returned to the club. The driver backed in, round back, and went in the door with an armload of Oriental takeout.